Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. We're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Still to come, if we get the chance, the latest video from ISIS and John Cantley. He's their prisoner, supposedly, and they have been using him as kind of their anchor man. He's back on the ground in a different city called Aleppo. And we'll tell you about, we'll give you the details on that, and we'll give you the audio if we get the chance. But your calls come first here. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
Cantwell
and Mark.
And let's jump right back into your calls and thoughts. First up, we've got Andrew in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry if I'm completely off topic. Unfortunately, I don't hear you guys until midnight my time.
And no problem.
6 o'clock. Yeah, apparently we had a police-involved shooting of a gentleman yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it's hard to get clear perspective on everything these days. I mean, that's the second killing in less than a week. And there's a protest going on right now. The first killing was gang-related, and now all of a sudden the police kill a gentleman. And I understand, there's a lot of police brutality going around, but they've attempted to, the guy must have been on something, because all the reports from people and stuff that I've heard and seen, the guy was throwing rocks at people, at cars.
This is the guy that was shot for throwing rocks.
Yeah. And you guys have heard about it.
I have not.
Yeah, I keep an eye on these things.
Yeah, and apparently PD tried tasering him twice with no effect. So he must have been on some type of substance, and eventually they ended up taking deadly force and shooting him.
This guy was throwing rocks at cars? Was he on an overpass or something? Where was this happening?
It was just on a corner of a street. He was acting weird and apparently threw a big old boulder, according to what I've heard and people that I've had around. I had a coworker that was in this car 20 feet away when the guy got shot.
Wow. Like I said, I'm not familiar with this. Mark, you've seen the story.
I saw the story. I mean, I haven't done much research on it.
What
I'm attempting to pull the story up here.
I guess my question is
213 Fox.
He's on a street corner in a city. What city is this?
Pasco, Washington.
Okay, Pasco.
It happened on the corner of 10th and Lewis.
Now, are there a lot of rocks around, or did he bring his own rocks? How did he acquire these things?
Sooner or later, he's got to run out of ammo, right?
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
There's a desert area, desert areas all around that has rocks.
I've got this, here's a story at Q13 Fox. Investigators are reviewing YouTube videos recorded by witnesses as they look into a fatal police shooting in Pasco. According to the Seattle Times, the FBI is now involved after witnesses say the man was unarmed and, quote, just trying to walk away before he was shot by police. Officers had responded to a report of a man throwing rocks at cars about 5 p.m. Tuesday near Fiesta Foods grocery store in Pasco. Authorities say the homeless man who was shot and killed by police officers at a authorities say the homeless man who was shot and killed by officers at a busy intersection in Pasco, Washington, had thrown multiple rocks, hitting two officers, and had refused to put down other stones. Police Chief Bob Metzger disclosed the details at a brief news conference Wednesday, but released a few new details about what happened. The Franklin County coroner says the man killed was 35-year-old Antonio Zambrano Montes, whose last address was at a Pasco homeless shelter. Witnesses say the man was running away when he was shot. The shooting occurred after police officers responded to a report of a man throwing... This is repeating itself... multiple videos of the shooting have popped up online. Q13 Fox has not linked to the video because it is extremely graphic. Oh, thanks for that, Q13. Captain Ken Roski told the Tri-City Herald, three officers have been placed on leave for the investigation by the Tri-City Special Investigation Team, which will not include Pasco Police. It was the fourth fatal police shooting in Pasco in the past 6 months. Yep. Officers were cleared of any wrongdoing in the previous
shootings. I've got the video. So the guy is... He's right next to the police in the very beginning of the video at this street corner. There's actually one officer who's literally right next to him. And for some reason, this officer does not effect an arrest against this man. He seems to be threatening them with one of the rocks. Now, the guy was so close to this officer that the officer would not have been able to have a rock thrown at him. He could have been maybe bashed in the head with the rock or something like
that.
You
could throw a rock at close range.
But you're not going to do very well. I mean, by the time he pulled back to throw it, this dude could have grabbed his arm. I mean, he was right next to this cop. And so we've got the video, which was, of course, recorded vertically with some sort of cell phone here by somebody sitting in their car. But you can see he is he then chucks a rock.
That
officer
should be a felony, by the way, vertical videos, folks.
It's awful.
Learn to hold your camera.
So he chucks a rock, the cops duck, and one of the cops goes for his taser. He then crosses the street, runs down the street, turns around for a moment, and the cops blast him down. So I guess they
were... It doesn't sound like he was tased twice.
Yeah, that's what I've been told by people that were there.
There's some usage of tasering here, and there's one officer who appears to be holding either a flashlight or a taser. I don't know if there's like a... I don't know if this is a taser that has a light on it. Perhaps it does.
Or he could have had. It seems to me they're shining the flashlight at him when they gun him. So, I mean, a lot of times they'll hold it, you know.
That's the thing, though. It's not dark. It's like evening or something like that. The sky is still somewhat light. But he is...
It's 5 o'clock. It's still got light out. I mean, I was sitting in my work parking lot getting my patrol rig ready to go, and they had... I saw the cops going flying by.
You're a police officer then, sir?
No, I'm a security officer.
Okay.
These guys were close enough to this guy. I mean, they were no more than 6 to 10 feet away when they shot him down. And
they could also run, if you're getting pelted with rocks, rather than starting shooting to people in a what sounds like a relatively residential area, and this is the thing that I feel like police are never responsible for, is where bullets go. But, I mean, when I was taught, you don't shoot if there's any, you know, domiciles or anything nearby.
Looks like more businesses, but either way, there's people around.
You can go get in your car and then do that cop thing. Stirp, put down the rocks. Put down the rocks, sir.
Or put a damn helmet on and then go after the guy.
Yeah, the thing here is, look, I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for somebody who's going to throw rocks at strangers, okay?
I agree.
And frankly, look, if you're gonna throw rocks at police, look, police are often the bad guy, and there's a lot of good reasons to do that, but I don't think you have a great deal of right to act surprised when the police use force against you if you're throwing rocks at the police. But again, look, the police are in the full-time business, supposedly, of going out and confronting these dangerous criminals. Like, I do think that they should be prepared to, I don't know, put on a helmet and, like, take a rock to the arm or something like that. If somebody's going to throw a rock at me, however, ladies and gentlemen, that's not my job to get hit by rocks. And if you're going to threaten, look, a rock is a deadly weapon, and if you throw a rock at me, I feel justified in using my gun to stop you.
Oh, I agree 100%. But, you know, the thing that I find sad is, people want to protest against the cops, but just last week there was a gang shooting where a dude got shot in the parking lot of that in that same area. But yet no one wants to protest against an innocent life being killed there. But I mean,
it's not really done in their name, though.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I get
their money.
I get to sort of the idea is that I get to dictate as to what police do because I pay their paychecks, and also the no one's claiming that the gang members are the good guys.
Andrew, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, Chris,
the gang members don't get a parade with, flags and the whole downtown gets shut down and horses and the whole deal.
Yeah, nobody has to change the, we're not trying to call attention to the behavior of the Bloods and Crips in order to change public policy. Everybody already understands that that's no good.
So, Chris, you're saying that had this guy threatened you with a rock, that that would justify shooting him down?
A rock can break my skull open and kill me. It's, it's a deadly threat. It's a threat against my life. So.
Don't you think they should have thrown a few rocks before you get they get the shot off, though? I mean,
you mean like, the cops?
The cops should throw the rocks. I'm not talking about cops.
I can just see the reviews of that on Cop Block. Does police stone a man to death in a public parking lot?
All right, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here. Bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Time is running out on you getting your loved one Sherry's Berries for this Valentine's Day. It's coming up this weekend, so get your order in right now at berries.com for delicious white milk and dark chocolatey dipped strawberries, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. You can get 40% off by using discount code FTL when you go to berries.com. Put in that code by clicking the microphone at the top right. And again, code FTL gets you the deal of $19.99. That's the starting price for Sherry's Berries. But if you do the double order, you can get that now for just $5 more.
It's really a great deal.
This is a one-day-only special, meaning that if you are listening to us live, you can take advantage of this. If you're listening to the podcast, I think you might be SOL on that deal.
I think
try it anyway.
Yeah, see, I think you'd have to go try it. I'm not sure whether it's for today or tomorrow is how it
how
it goes.
It says order today. This is for today, the 11th. It's a Wednesday. But, you know, it's only 9:21 Eastern time right now. Get your orders in tonight over at berries.com and get your loved one, whoever that person is, or just maybe it's yourself. Get yourself or your loved one some Sherry's Berries this Valentine's Day using code FTL. And don't forget to double the berries for just $5 more. That $5 bonus deal is only good for today. And if it, you know, if it works tomorrow, let us know. But they say it's only good for today. So berries.com, use code FTL.
Well, the code will still be good tomorrow. You just won't get the double your berries for $5.
In theory, right? So, yeah, the code's good tomorrow. Code FTL, berries.com. You will not be disappointed.
Either that or you could be like Corny and go to Walmart at the last minute and get her a teddy bear, at which point she'll dump you and then you'll be alone for the rest of your life.
Yeah, don't blow this one. Berries.com. Use code FTL to get the discounts. All right, so our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Aaron. He's on the road. Aaron, a professional driver on the road in Arkansas. Go ahead.
Good evening, my friends. Hey, I listen to a lot of podcasts as I drive, and one of the podcasts I listen to is called Security Now with Steve Gibson and Leo Laporte. On episode 493, they talked about the Tor network and how it's not as anonymous as you might think it is.
Okay.
They do a lot better job of explaining it than I will. But basically, any large organization that has multiple taps into the Internet can track the Internet traffic, time the packets, and through packet timing, they can actually trace back through your Tor network connection and find out who you are.
So is that the idea of how they found the Silk Road server?
That might be one of the methods they use. That's just speculation, but basically, just Tor enough is not enough. Just using Tor alone is not enough to be secure.
I had heard that there's a new Silk Road type of website out there that is actually using I2P instead.
That's
for
correct.
That reason. There's been a lot of criticism of the Tor network over the years, and I think the Ulbricht trial certainly drew a lot of attention to it. For most people, I think that Tor is going to provide plenty of anonymity for you, but you know, if you want to be like the multi-hundred-million-dollar drug kingpin, you might seek something a little bit more secure than that.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously, if you look at Tor, there's so many different sites doing things. Like now you've got the Silk Road clones. There's at least a dozen of those. And there's all kinds of stuff there where thousands of people are buying and selling drugs openly. So obviously if they could just track some packets with timing, they'd be able to go after thousands of drug dealers, but they haven't done that yet. Is that because they're lazy, or is this like a difficult process to go through?
Aaron? Anonymity is a measurement, right? There is no 100% anonymous thing, I don't think. I don't really think that it exists. You can put layers of protection between yourself and someone who might be targeting you, but this is Tor calls itself the onion router because
there are layers.
Layers, right? Well, eventually you get to the center of the onion, and then there's a funny news clip for you.
But why do you think, Aaron, I mean, if it's so easy to do, or is it not easy? Is this a relatively difficult process to where it's just not worth putting the time in for anybody but Ross Ulbricht or some of the top level people in these organizations?
It's not that easy. You have to, from the way they were describing it, it's going to take a large-scale organization
like the
NSA or the FBI to be able to do it. And So it's not that easy, but at the same time, if they want to find you through it, they could.
I think that also has to do with, I mean, look, if you're running like a Tor hidden service, then this is something that other people need to be able to find. And that's something that obviously is going to make itself more vulnerable to an attack like this. For you as an internet user, you sign on to Tor and then you sign off of Tor and then you come back and you're a completely different person. So I don't think that this attack would be terribly useful for the average person. But if you're going to run a constant service that's available to find by other people, that's going to be more readily identifiable using this sort of attack.
Aaron, thanks for the call tonight. Good info. I appreciate the heads up and drive safe out there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Ken. He's in Nashua, New Hampshire. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian.
Hey there.
I haven't read whatever that fellow was calling in about, but Edward Snowden, and maybe his information was very dated, that pretty much said that the NSA, even with its frighteningly large number of fiber optic taps, has an enormous amount of difficulty attempting to reduce the anonymity of Tor.
Something that Edward Snowden recommended to folks. He also, of course, recommended PGP encryption as well. I mean, it does sound like something that's worth looking into. I don't know if he said there was an article, but he said that the Leo Laporte podcast, Security Now, I think was the...
Security Now is the name of the podcast. I think he said it was episode 493.
Yeah, he said they were talking about it. So I don't know if it's been written down.
There have been some attacks, and I would downplay the attacks, because one, you would need, let me start over. Timing would be extremely difficult with Tor, due to the fact that it does, each layer of the onion does have a delay. And also, it came out in the original, right in the pretrial of Russ Ulbricht, the configuration file that his Silk Road server had. He made some rather big boo-boos if that indeed was the configuration file. So they found that server because he made mistakes.
Well, we still don't know how they found the server. I'd like to point out that the...
They never told us, but
no.
The configuration file is very telling, and they probably didn't tell us because the NSA was like, oh, there it is.
Well, no, what they didn't, the reason why it didn't come out in the trial is because they never called that witness. The feds never called Tarball or Tarbell or whoever the hell his name was, the agent who was the person who unearthed the server. That guy never got called to the witness stand, so he never was able to be cross-examined, and nobody ever got to find out any details on how the hell the feds found the server in the first place, which was one of the looming questions that was the most important question to answer in the entire Silk Road trial. So it was another failure of the criminal defense, because they could have called him.
Sounds like reversible error to me.
Ken, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. They could have subpoenaed that guy and called him up there.
He was already on the witness list, right?
I don't know.
Incompetence of counsel.
All right, there's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost AR kits. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, delivered to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the number, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, you've got me, Ian.
Cantwell.
And, oh, sorry, Mark, let me turn your microphone on.
And Mark.
All right, that'll work better. Mark, tell me about how to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there.
Yeah, well, I tell you, just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. It makes it easy, and it's a great idea for Valentine's Day. You can give it as a special gift to a family member or loved one. It's so easy, and all you need to do is call 866-336-6104. I'm going to give you that number again here in a minute. Or you can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and then just select Give BuzzBox at the top of the page. You can choose any roast or style of BuzzBox coffee, whole bean, or a specific grind, because you need different grinds for sort of different filters and different ways of doing things. You can make it a gift of 1, 3, 6, 9, or 12 different shipments, so you can give a whole year of BuzzBox. We all love coffee, so why not give your coffee lover a Valentine's Day gift? You know they'll love light roast, medium roast, dark roast, espresso, decaf, signature blends, roasters, limited reserve. You can switch it up. They can switch it up. They can, you know, change the frequency, whatever it is they want to do. BuzzBox Coffee, they offer it all. And if they have the K-Cup thing, be sure to have them include the reusable solo fill. When you give BuzzBox Coffee as a gift, you'll know that what you're giving is truly the best of the best. It's USD certified organic. Shade grown, top 1% grade Arabica beans, fairly traded, and helps support the many good causes of Kiva.org. Giving gifts has never been so easy. So have an impact and make a difference one cup at a time by giving BuzzBox coffee for Valentine's Day. Call 866-336-6104 or just go to coffee.freetalklive.com and then select Give BuzzBox.
All right, let's go to the phones. Your calls and thoughts. We've got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. That's where Jake is in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hello, Jake.
Hey.
Hey there. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was calling with regard to the previous caller, talking about how the rich profit by simply lending out money and that's not really providing any value.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, he's off economically in a fundamental sense, but there is some validity to his concerns, which deal with the monopoly power of lending money, which we have a lot of laws and regulations dealing with that right in this country.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. And there's also the fundamental problem of fiat currency being printed out of thin air in order to lend out, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the way, like, fractional reserve banking, I think, is a terrible system of
where
money lending.
Banks can actually loan out 9 times the amount they actually have on deposit.
Right. If any of us did that, we'd be prosecuted. And that's a
for
problem.
Fraud.
So, yeah. So I would say that, look, there's certainly a fundamental problem with the banking system, not only in the U.S., but throughout the world. I mean, most of the world operates this way. The central banks, the fiat currency, the fractional reserve banking, these are all things that are serious concerns that I have. Also, you know, the caller who was calling in more about the, I think he was just angry at rich people is what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, but these people, just their concerns misplaced. They need to realize who's really behind all this, which is the state, which makes all money lending, especially, artificially high. They get profits by physically and violently preventing others from giving money to people.
I would say, if anything, it's keeping money lending artificially cheap. Actually.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
What you have right now, and that's a bad thing because it discourages saving, right? The idea would be, I think that you'd have higher interest rates in the absence of the state because you wouldn't
Why?
Be... Well, because, so, when the Federal Reserve lends out money, right, to the banks, or when the banks are lending out your money 9 times more than they have,
they're creating it out of nothing.
Yeah, they're creating
they
it
no
out
value.
Of nothing. There's no incentive to try to make a profit. When you're trying to lend out money in a stable economy, I mean, go try to borrow some Bitcoin. I mean, you're going to have to incentivize lenders far more, right? Mm-hmm. If you actually have to work for your money and save it up, there's going to be – look, interest rates are something that signal where the state of an economy is, right? So if there's lots of capital available, then that's going to lower interest rates. When everybody's in debt – well, then interest rates are going to be higher because there's not as much capital available to lend. There's a greater demand for credit, and thus it's going to drive up the price of it. When that's what, like, the Austrian business cycle is, so that people are saving money because interest rates get high, right, and they're getting a good return on their investment for saving, and then they're lending out money because interest rates are high. When interest rates are low, then people are more inclined to borrow than they are to save and to lend.
Yeah, Ian, let me explain it to you this way real quick. So a 6% APR is, you know, more or less a pretty good rate on your money right about now, you know, depending on the situation, if you've got good credit. You have to have pretty good credit. So I've got pretty good credit with you. Would you lend me, it for 1 month, $10,000 for a $50 profit?
No.
No, that's 6%, buddy.
50 bucks is 6% of 10,000? I don't
APR.
Think so. Oh, okay, APR.
Yeah, so that's a 6% annual, and that's essentially what you'd be getting. Well, that's the banks are in the business of lending. They've got all kinds of mechanisms in place. They're not. It's not their money.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. Jake, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I was just wanting to point out that there's no competition where they get to pick and choose how they play the game, basically. So if it was opened up, there would be a multitude of areas by which people could lend value to one another rather than going through a singular institution.
That much is true. I do want to see more competition in all areas, and certainly the money world could use a lot more of it, but it's very, very locked down by the state, as you pointed out. Thanks, Jake, for the call tonight. Let's go to Bradley. He is in Ohio, in Cincinnati, listening via TuneIn. Hey, Bradley.
Hi.
Hey there.
My question, I'm kind of at a crossroads where, so I agree fundamentally that government has no role in determining who gets married to who, right, for gay marriage, right?
Right.
But as far as anti-discrimination laws go, I also believe that people should be able to practice their businesses any way they please as well.
Agreed.
And so my issue that I'm kind of, you know, at a loss at is, the way, obviously, ideally, the government would get out of both, but they're not. So when you see gay marriage legalization ballots, I personally don't feel the incentive to vote for gay marriage at the expense of businesses that would rather, you know, if some museum owner decides that he doesn't want to allow a gay couple to be married in their museum, and then he faces a multimillion-dollar lawsuit over it.
I don't disagree with you here. I mean, the thing is, look, I know that there's a big temptation on the part of libertarians to, like, support gay marriage in government, right? That says, well, let's be less discriminatory and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, as long as they're going to offer marriage service, as long as they're going to offer a marriage license, they should offer it to gay people as well. And I don't think
I don't want to punish gay people with a marriage license.
Well, look, I agree with you that the government should get out of it, but this is something that some people want. It's important to them, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to have it. I don't think it necessarily follows that just because gay marriage is legalized that all of a sudden the cake maker has to make a cake for somebody they don't want to make a cake for. I think in some places, in some states, they may have some extra law that may be required.
No, you're absolutely wrong.
Really?
So this is equal protection of the law, essentially, is what we're talking about.
You can't refuse a business to a customer you don't want to do business with?
No, you cannot. You can make their cake so horrifyingly awful, filled with terrifying things, but you cannot not give them a cake.
Well, there was another story that came out recently that a guy went into a bakery, and now he's filing a lawsuit. I believe it was in Colorado that a guy went into a bakery and said, I want you to make me a cake, and like had samples and talked to the people, and then he said, okay, here are the messages that I want on my cake, and they were horrifically anti-gay messages, and the people were like, I'm not making that cake for you. But in the same area, the courts had found that they were forced to make a cake for a gay wedding.
But wait, this doesn't have anything to do with the government allowing gay people to get a marriage certificate. What you're telling me, Mark,
they are fundamentally separate issues.
Right. Well, what you're telling me, Mark, that is whether or not gay marriage is available legally, if I go into some Christian cake-making company and I say I want to have a Satan cake, you're saying they can't refuse my business?
In some places, that's the case.
No. I don't know if that's true everywhere, though.
No, it's not everywhere.
There's more coming up here.
You've got a protected class, then.
855-450-FREE. Well, I'm confused about what you're saying. We'll come back to it here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but there's enough time for you. If you dial now, we'll do our best to get you on the air. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian
Cantwell.
And Mark.
Check out Chris Cantwell on his blog, ChristopherCantwell.com. As we continue here, we were talking with Brad Lee, in Cincinnati, Ohio. Bradley, you were calling concerned about gay marriage. You're saying it's hard for you as a liberty-minded person to get behind it because you feel like that's somehow going to make it so businesses cannot refuse service to people they don't want to do business with. And I don't understand the connection between the two, because what Mark told me in the last segment was that you're saying, Mark, that businesses can't refuse service? I don't understand. That's shocking to me. I thought business owners could reserve the right to refuse service. That's just not even possible?
Well, it depends on the regulations in your area, right? So, I mean, some places, there have been court cases that have gone in either direction on the issue.
Is that so? Okay.
Yeah, that's my understanding of it.
That's why I was saying I didn't feel like gay marriage passing necessarily necessitates what, you know, some sort of restrictions on business.
See, I would think that this is a violation of someone's civil rights is from the standpoint of the government.
You don't have a civil right to come in and order a product from me.
You do if the government says you do.
Yeah, the issue is that you can't discriminate based on, you know, gender, race, sexual orientation, and things of that nature. So, I mean, gay marriage legal or not, the cake shop owner is still going to get sued. I guess the difference was I was talking more about venues where people could and couldn't, you know, get married. As of right now, if it's not legal, it's not legal, and no one's at risk of getting sued. I was just more, the issue is the tangible damages that someone can receive from a lawsuit for denying somebody the opportunity to get married in their business versus the intangible emotional damage of not being allowed to get married in the first place. Either way, whichever way you vote, somebody's getting hurt, essentially down the road via the court system. And I can't justify to myself the further damages to businesses.
We haven't had this problem in New Hampshire. I'd just like to point that out. I mean, New Hampshire legalized gay marriage by legislation, actually. It wasn't even a voting thing as far as like a ballot measure or anything here. We don't even have ballot measures in New Hampshire. It was a legislatively legalized process. And I have not heard story number one about somebody suing a business for refusing service.
That sort of has to do with the nature of the people here, I think, though, too.
Yeah,
I
mean, you guys are more free-minded in general. You guys
could be.
So in the situation, I don't have the story in front of me. I believe it was in Colorado. And there was a situation where the court said that a bakery had to bake a cake for a gay wedding. He's talking about venues, which is fundamentally the same issue. I do remember seeing there was a situation where a couple who used to, they have a large property, and they were, they would rent it out as a venue for weddings and that sort of thing. They were asked by a gay couple, a lesbian couple, I believe, if they could use, to use their property for their wedding. They refused to do it, and they got sued for it. So, I mean, this is...
And who won in that case? Because I mean, unless you tell somebody, I'm not going to have rent my facility to you because I hate gay people, how the hell are they going to know your reason why you're refusing to rent? You could also say, sorry, we're booked up,
well,
you know, or whatever, say nothing, just say no.
That'd just be smarter ways of circumventing the law. But,
right, but the situation, in the case of the venue, I don't know that case was concluded yet. I remember reading the story when the lawsuit was filed. In the case of the wedding cake, the guy did that in different states. That has gone in either direction, is my understanding of it. In Colorado, there was a situation, and again, I'm not entirely sure it's Colorado. The court forced the baker to make a gay wedding cake based on a local or city or state ordinance that was basically you can't discriminate against people. This is a protected class.
Yeah,
so it is fundamentally two different issues.
That's why I was saying I didn't think this applied everywhere. It would make sense in really far left kind of places like Colorado or California that you'd see some sort
of... I'm from California originally. That's why...
I mean, look, I understand your concern there. And look, gay marriage licenses are not necessarily a libertarian position. Okay, so don't feel bad about that, is my opinion. But it is two fundamentally separate issues. People will talk about like immigration, right? They'll say, well, I'd favor open borders if not for this welfare state. Well, the problem there is the welfare state, not the immigration. So let the
right. problem is this in this case is these anti-discrimination ordinances.
Exactly. So I mean, I would say, you know, vote with your conscience, do whatever you feel like. I don't think that I get annoyed when libertarians make gay marriage like a priority, because I certainly don't think that, look, I don't think men should be marrying women. Why they'd be marrying each other, I don't understand. But so, you know, it's the problem. I think the problem that you're having here is the discrimination laws. And if those are the case, then, you know, I'd say oppose them.
Yeah.
Well, and I do. I do. I just think that it further opens the market for frivolous lawsuits.
It's a way to look at it.
I don't think there's any evidence for it unless you are in a place that has one of these ridiculous anti-discrimination laws. Now, if that's Ohio or Cincinnati, then, yeah, it could be an issue there. You're right about that.
I suggest you move to New Hampshire.
I don't want to paint this city in a bad picture. I'm just here temporarily.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, I definitely plan to move to New Hampshire if you love freedom. We already have gay marriage here, and it's not a problem. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here, because we're not required to let you advertise on our show. You can come to us with a check, and if you've got a product that's really questionable and we don't want to get behind it in any way, shape, or form, we're going to tell you no.
If it's a protected class, you might have yourself some real problems, though. There's all kinds of government regulations. I understand.
Let's go on here. It's my business. I'll do the hell I want with it. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Jake in Idaho. Jake in Idaho. Rexburg. Jake going once. Jake going twice. We might try him back here in just a moment. So, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The ISIS video, we are obviously not going to have time to get even to begin tonight. John Cantley is yet again the host in the newest video called From Inside Aleppo, where he is appearing in what is a 12-minute-long video of him explaining the situation on the ground in yet another one of these Mideast cities that is purportedly occupied by ISIS.
Yeah, we're told it's terrible and horrifying, and they're all in, you know, being shot at all the time, and he walks around and says everything's fine.
And this is what I understand here is that they're saying this is going to be the last video we see from John Cantley.
Well, that's not clear. The
last in the series.
He says it's the last in the series. That may mean that a new series will begin with John Cantley, or it may mean that he'll be decapitated in the next video. I don't know for sure what that means, but I sure hope we see a lot more of John Cantley. I've been enjoying these videos. They've been interesting to get a different perspective on what's going on over there. Now, in this case, Mark, at least in the beginning of the video, which is all I've had a chance to sample because I literally found it just before the show tonight, but in this case, he's showing a city that has been decimated to some extent by bombing raids.
Uh-huh.
So this is not a city where everything's fine. A lot of people have been driven out of there, but one of the points they're going to make in the video is that despite the consistent bombing that has happened of this city, that ISIS is still there and they are still entrenched. So the point of this is to show their stamina, if you will.
Yeah.
So the idea being like, hey, you can bomb our cities and then we'll hang out in the rubble.
We're still here kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, there's really not much to say. I'm just kind of giving you a little bit more about what's going to be coming.
I certainly hope that we do see another video from John Cantley in a new series. You know, he's like, this is the season finale, and we'll be back next summer with blah, 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 blah. But I have a suspicious feeling that the next video of John Cantley, he's either going to be gurgling through a knife or he's going to be on fire.
Mark is in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, I was talking about the people that wanted to buy a cake and they were gay and they refused to sell them the cake.
Yes, sir.
As long as they could declare themselves a private club and charge a membership fee, they can refuse you service.
I think that sort of depends on the venue. I mean, where the venue is the issue. So you would have a situation where a private club might not be able to refuse membership, right? I mean, we have this. We read about this all the time in the men's rights movement that like people are trying to create like man spaces, places where men don't have to worry about women intervening, and
really?
Then we get prosecuted for sex discrimination and that sort of thing. So it depends.
But
on
in
where
Florida, you can have a 55 and over trailer park with no problem. At all.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, and that's a pain in the neck because I like to go those places and pick up chicks and they won't let me in. So, you know, it depends on the laws of where you are, what you're allowed to discriminate on the basis of. In some places, those things are very restrictive, and people try to pass this off as freedom, and that's as big a problem as
discrimination. It's not a bad idea, though. I mean, Mark's idea is not a bad one, though.
It's not a bad one.
To try to get around these restrictions. Like, for instance, they had a club here. Mark, I wish we had more time for it, but we're out of it for tonight. But they had a smoking lounge here in Keene, despite the smoking ban, because they would make people sign an agreement becoming club members.
Right. We tried to do that in New York, and it wasn't successful.
Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.